now time to get into the kitchen with Chef Tony and Michaela Bradley. This is Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas, and they've got another great seafood dish this week.
Welcome to Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. We are back at the Dreamfinders model home in the Palms of Nocatee, where we're cooking with natural gas with our good friend Chef Tony from Publix, and he's got something in store for us that I can about imagine is going to be awesome.
Well, you know, we like to make awesome things. That's what we are projecting onto
key
the field.
Keyword for me.
Awesome plays out there, awesome plays in here. And with this natural gas from Tico People's Gas, we're getting some fantastic dishes this season. Just as we are,
awesome.
What's happening out there. So we're going to do a spicy salmon on the grill. You know, with the unpredictable weather in Florida, with the rains, maybe at 3, maybe at 5, maybe at 1. It's great to grill inside. So we're going to start with some salmon here. I have a little bit. How about you help me out? Let's put some cumin on top of that.
Ooh, cumin on salmon.
All right, I like cumin. Got some Tex-Mex. Got some chili powder right here. Yeah, do some of that too. How about some smoked paprika?
Love
you know,
it.
You can almost say this is bronzed salmon. So bronzed spicy salmon. We're going to do a little salt and pepper. Right, we season from afar because we love to be a star.
Perfect.
Right, that just means we get some good disbursement going around. So we're gonna take that back over here.
Okay.
I'm gonna grab it. We're gonna go hit our grill. Again, you know, I love these indoor grill pans. They're fantastic, especially these ceramic ones. Things just come off great. And with that natural gas underneath, that wonderful even heating is what we're after.
Perfect.
I'm gonna put our salmon in right across the grill grate like that, and put our other piece in, and then we'll come back and season the other half of that in a moment. Now this other pan right here is waiting for the surprise.
Okay.
Right, salmon needs something to go with it. What's gonna be with it today?
Looks like something with cauliflower.
Cauliflower rice, right? We're gonna have a little play on cauliflower rice today.
Okay.
So we have a pan with some grapeseed oil in here. If you'll grab our cauliflower and put it in.
All of it?
All of it, right? Got a hungry bunch out there.
That's right.
This will make a great salad too. So it's not just necessarily a warm dish. You can use this as a salad. For a tailgater, just put it out anytime. It's great for the holiday season coming up as we move through the fall. So
perfect.
Wonderful. As that sautés down, we're gonna supplement this a little bit with some hominy, right?
Okay.
We're all in hominy right now, huh?
Hominy.
Right? Living in hominy. So add our hominy to this, and all of this has been pulsed in a food processor just to grind it down.
Looks a lot like grits.
And the great thing here is you don't have to do a lot of cooking with it. Right, just until the cauliflower is tender, which because it's in such small pieces, isn't gonna take too long.
Perfect.
So, you know, you maybe do that about 5-10 minutes, let this saute on the stove, stirring it like you are. And then we hit it with a little Parmesan cheese. If you wanted to put some dry chives in there, you could, just for a little bit of color. But we'll just put some Parm in, and we'll let that go and fold it in. We're gonna walk back over to our work area here, where we're gonna make what's going on top of the salmon. In this bowl,
mango.
Look at you, man. You've already got the limes ready to go. They're juiced. Let's go ahead and put our mango in.
Love mango.
Some red onion. Red onion and chives go in, and mango go well. A little cilantro. Oh, everything out of the bowl. I hear you. A little cilantro, a little dusting.
Boom.
And put some chives in there.
Okay.
A little bit of color. We're going to mix that up, season it with some salt and pepper. We'll have our spicy grilled salmon with cauliflower rice and mango salsa. Great for everybody to enjoy.
Thank you, Chef Tony.
For that recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.